Now, a singer-songwriter from Romford whose unique style is already earning her a lot of critical acclaim is 19-year-old Annie Mae Adams. And to tell us more about it and also to play live, Annie joins me now. Good morning to you, Annie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
That's quite all right. Now, I'm really keen to hear you sing, as I've been saying all morning. I know you've got a couple of songs that you'd like to perform for us this morning. Before you do that, though, tell us just a little bit about yourself. I mean, I take it you've always loved music, have you?
Yeah, I think the main age that I kind of started was probably around 13. That's when I really knew that music and that kind of industry was what I wanted to get into. Just lacked a bit of confidence, really. So I think really is now 17, 18 was kind of when I picked up a bit more confidence, and now it's really, I know that's what I want to do.
And I guess it's like anything in life, you just go out there and do it, and that's how you gain the confidence,
yeah,
really, isn't,
yeah,
it? So
definitely.
The very best of luck to you. Is this the first time on the radio?
It is.
Good. Well, I'm very pleased that we at Phoenix are part of that, because I'm sure you're going to do really, really well. What about the writing of the songs? Because I know that you're quite passionate about writing music.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Writing music was never really something that I'd done to get into the industry or to make it as a singer. It was just something that I'd done for a personal kind of thing, really just to express what I feel. I never intended for anyone to hear it or anything like that. It was only really when I was about 16, 17 that I kind of showed my mum and dad and my sister, and they were like, no, it's really good, you know, you should do this. And I was a bit umming and ahhing about it, and they convinced me that I should share it really with everyone.
So it's not that long ago, because you're 19.
No.
It's not too rude to give away your age,
no,
is it?
No.
Well, I've already done it, so if it is, well, you're 19, so still very, very young. And so it's not that long that you've actually,
no,
been writing music, so to be doing that live on the radio is really impressive. How would you describe your style? I'm always a little bit reluctant to ask any musicians, you know, because I don't really like putting people into a box, but to give people a sort of a rough sort of idea of what it is you do, would you put a label on it?
I don't really know. It's definitely acoustic. If I had to name, I guess, an artist to my style, it'd probably be Ed Sheeran, kind of.
Right.
Eve Cassidy, maybe.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It sort of gives a ballpark as,
yeah,
to what you're about. Probably the best way to find out, though, is to hear you. And you're going to play a song for us now. What is it you're going to do for us first, Annie?
It's a song that I wrote called Remember.
Right, whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
When you wake up and put on your makeup, and you're wondering how you're gonna get through the day, just sit back and relax, 'cause everything's gonna be okay. Do you remember when the stars just shine for you, and the whole world knew your song? Now you're thinking, just where do I fit in? Yeah, am I making the right choices every day? Just sit back and relax, 'cause I'm here every single step of the way. Do you remember when the stars just shine for you, and the whole world knew your song? Don't get down about a day that went just wrong. Remember that you're the reason I wrote this song. To the earth, remember everything's gonna be alright. And just sit back and remember that you are my guiding light. stars to shine for you. And oh, I knew your song. Don't get down about a day that went just wrong. Remember, you're the reason I wrote this song.
And that
is absolutely beautiful. That is
Thank
really
you.
Great. There is a sort of an Ed Sheeran sort of tinge to that, but in your own style as well. So that's absolutely great. How did Remember come about?
It was kind of when not only me was going through a bit of a rough patch, but a lot of people around me was, and everyone kept coming up to me and was like, oh, you know, I feel really upset. And I just said to him, like, it's kind of a bit of a positivity, really. Like, oh, you know, just don't get down about something that just went wrong. Just keep going. And so it kind of, I wanted to write something that would give a lot of people hope when they're feeling a bit down, so I can listen to it and feel happy.
Oh, that's absolutely tremendous. And that is a happy sort of song that that is going to get that message across as well. So that's brilliant. Is it mainly sort of experiences, your own experiences that inspire you, or other things that sort of cause you to write a song? How does it actually come about? You know, you think, well, I'm going to write about
that. Well, it is a lot to do with my own experiences. Like, most people ask me, oh, you know, how do you write? Does it take you a week? Literally, it's whenever I feel something, and it can take anything from an hour to, like, a week. So, but I quite empathise with a lot of other people, and I've had people come to me and they're upset and stuff like that, and I've written a song for them and about situations, and it's more that I want my music to be accessible to everybody and people to relate to it, basically. So, yeah.
Great stuff. And you've actually recorded a song as well.
Yep.
Tell us about that one.
That one's Brick by Brick. It was the second song that I wrote. And I went to a studio in Soho called Downtown Artists. Didn't think that they'd have any interest in me. I just went for the experience. And they said, no, we really like your song. So I went down and recorded that with them professionally with a producer named Sean. And yeah, that was my first real professional recording, I guess.
And we're going to hear that in a little while. Annie, do stick around. Do you like being called Annie, or you're Annie May?
I'm on my all social media, I'm Annie May, but call me what you like.
It's a bit like when people shorten names, isn't it? And people don't always like it. Some people call me Alan, other people call me Alan, and so I know what it's like. Annie May, we will come back and hear Brick by Brick soon, and also hopefully we'll have time for another one that you can play live for us as well.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. Yeah.
Brick, written and recorded by my guest this morning, Annie Mae Adams. Didn't mean to do that, but we might have a little bit of Coldplay later on.
Like a bit of Coldplay.
Who knows? Annie, you were telling us before the break that song, Brick by Brick, it's the first song that you've recorded. And we're sort of sitting here in the studio, relaxing, listening to that. What's it like actually hearing your own song being played like that?
It's weird. The only way, it's quite surreal. Like, it comes on, I'm like, oh, who's this? Like, oh, no, it's me. Like,
but it was you. Like, yeah. I can promise you that. And it's a really great song.
Thank you.
For your first recording, that is really, really professional.
Thank you.
Absolutely tremendous. Look, you were telling us a little bit earlier about your interest in music. Mm. You've always loved music. But how did you actually start learning music and learning to play? Obviously, you're playing the guitar there. We haven't mentioned that you play the guitar as well. We haven't got somebody in the background there. You're doing it all yourself.
All my skills.
When did you first learn? Was the guitar your main instrument?
Yeah.
Is that your main instrument?
Really, I pretty much owe it all to my aunt Kathy, who and also my two other uncles. But when I was a kid, I remember sitting there and she would play Eva Cassidy, a lot of her songs, and I remember sitting there thinking, oh, I'd love to be able to do that. I'd love to be able to play that guitar. And she really was the one that kind of drove me to learn the guitar, really, and inspired me. I remember she gave me my first guitar book, so I picked it up one day and I thought, oh, Joe, I'll give this a crack. And she gave me a guitar as well, her old one, and it was really ever since then I just opened the book and started learning and never really looked back.
So how old were you then?
I was 13 when I started learning, but I'm not gonna lie, I had a bit of a short attention span, so kind of put it down for a bit.
Well, learning any instrument is it really does take dedication, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's all the practice. You've really got to put the hours into it, haven't
Definitely.
You?
Definitely.
But well worthwhile in your case. Now, not only have you recorded your first song with Brick by Brick there, how can people get that, by the way? Can people download that?
They can. It's on all my social media, so Facebook, Twitter, also SoundCloud. You can just download it straight from SoundCloud on Annie Mae Adams. I'm on there.
Right, so the thing to do is just to do a search for Annie Mae Adams, and people will be able to track that down. Not only have you recorded, but you're also working on a video as well, is that right?
Yeah, I've done one already with a guy called Lee Madden, and that was to celebrate my 200 likes on Facebook. So I done a cover of The Kooks' Naive, and we filmed that over in Leon C with Lee a little while ago. So that's also on YouTube at the moment.
Excellent stuff. And what about performing live? You've recorded, you're doing a video, you've done the video. After today, you'll be able to tick up tick the box that you've been on the radio. What about live in front of the punters? Have you done any of that?
I have. The first kind of real gig that I done was a little while ago, a few weeks ago. It was at Wickford, actually. It's Running Well Acoustic Club. They're on
Runwell.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've done that one a little while ago. Went well, a bit nervous, but it was good because it got me practicing. So hopefully by my next gig, which is the Oak Tree up in Leon C, that's on the 24th.
That's a restaurant, isn't it? A vegetarian sort of bar restaurant.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. So people will be there to eat. So you'll literally have a captive audience.
Yeah, definitely.
And your style will fit perfectly with that, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to sort of be drowning people out. People are there,
no,
obviously,
definitely.
to have conversations and things. But that will be absolutely great. So are you looking forward to that?
I am nervous. I've got to do a whole set for an hour, so it's going to be interesting. So I've worked on my set already, got all that done. Now it's just about.
And will it all be songs that you've written yourself, or will you do some covers as well?
I've got a few covers. I'm going to be kind of integrating the covers within my songs as well. So I've probably got about 20 songs, 15 to 20 songs, roughly.
Brilliant. It'd be great if we didn't have any more presenters on Phoenix. So forget all the football and all that nonsense.
No,
if we could just stay here for hours and just stay here. But I think I might get the sack if I did that.
Yeah,
but look, we have got time for one more song that you've written, if you want to do it now.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for us?
This one is called Falling For You.
Right. Okay. Go with it.
Do I do it? And all I wanna do is fight for your love.
against them tall like a soldier, and do what I'm told to, and take another hit from the front line, and get kicked to the ground with this pain in my chest getting deeper and deeper. Now I wear a mask and to hide my true feelings. I would do anything for you, but nice guys finish last, and it's too late. Yeah, I've fallen for your eyes, and quite a lot to take, and I don't know how to get through this. Wanna crumble, wanna fall, wanna curl up in a ball till this pain is over. And I'll wear a mask to hide my truth.
May, that is absolutely beautiful. Falling for You. How did that song come about?
I don't know really. No, it was the first one that I wrote. And it's just really me looking and observing on different relationships around me, and kind of just feelings that everyone seems to have about them, and I don't know, it really just came about. I quite like the melodies.
You know what? You're really quite humble, which is a really nice way to be, but you've obviously developed a little bit of confidence, and that is really well placed, because what amazes me is that this is your first time on the radio, and you know, we're talking here, and you've not really been into music for that long.
No.
You're still obviously, you know, very young, but and you know, that was your first song you wrote, and that is really, really professional.
Thank you.
And Brick by Brick there, your first recording, you know, that is absolutely fantastic. So I think you're going to be tremendous live. You said you're nervous, but you're not sounding nervous at all. But what do you think is more nerve-wracking, coming on the radio or the thought of playing live in a couple of weeks?
Definitely. No, playing live, because you can see everyone. Radio, you just can't, you don't know who's listening, do you really? You know, there are people out there, but they're not staring you in the face.
Yeah,
so.
No, I suppose that's true, but people will be very much appreciating what you do. Look, unfortunately, time is beating us there. Do tell us again about that gig at Leon C.
Yep, it's a vegetarian restaurant called The Oak Tree. It's also on my Reverb Nation page.
Uh-huh.
So if you type that in and then type in my name, Annie Mae Adams, all the information is there. Yeah, so that's on the 24th, during the evening, around about 7, 6 o'clock, roughly. So I'll have more information
nearer
the
time.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Annie, thank you so much for popping in.
Thank you for having me.
Really do appreciate it. And do pop back and see us again soon, won't you?
Thank you.